Hi, how are you?
Okay, Inspector.
But now it's time for
satire.
The bisexual heroin addict and demonologist who was violently opposed to Christianity.
And fruit, too.
In a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice.
Full of smoke and weird sounds.
That's what I'm here for.
This is bullshit!
This, I gotta see.
I think kids should see it.
You can close your eyes. Get really comfortable.
And have fun.
Relax the mind so that you will become more receptive to different thoughts, ideas, and feelings.
They lit up the whole sky.
They didn't know the air conditioner didn't work.
Channel 4's Ken Capps has more on that story.
No, I don't.
Personally, I'd just forget all about it.
Do not forget!
My body is his home, literally.
That's right. Next time we're tempted to be immoral, like Paul said, remember.
I am a naughty puppet!
Here, I'll bend over. You spank me.
I can't.
And why not, young lady?
A peeping vampire bat seems set to spoil the proceedings.
He promises Hitler to...
Try this Playtex Cross Your Heart bra.
Providing Hitler...
The latest fashion bra from Playtex Cross Your Heart.
And he start cussing and people start moving.
If people don't like it, then go fucking fuck their fucking self!
And he's getting some stuff done.
Yeah? What kind of things?
He put on the dressing gown.
Thus Hitler becomes
very, very sexy.
What do you need right now to get control of this situation?
I need
10 rooster feathers.
I could use some sunblock.
They have to drink it carefully.
Want to give it a try?
You bet we do.
They do it because it gives them pleasure or relaxes them.
They aren't very good at doing anything other than beating people up.
Now there's a sight you don't want to see.
A particularly good sight for kids is
in the dark, terrible graveyard.
Sometimes even we grown-ups don't know the difference
between genius and insanity.
Men sometimes castrated themselves.
An art form which has since proven enormously popular.
It's done in a graveyard, often by young people.
Ever see such a wonderful show?
Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
He castrated my husband.
Oh, how Ricky and Judy romp and play.
They indulge in sex rituals and
graveyards being defecated on.
Look who's come to your house to stay.
That's Osama bin Laden.
They could have an animal face or be human.
What do you think of that?
It's kind of scary.
If that's the way you feel, then we'll just do it ourselves.
By masturbating.
Look who's coming.
But then you caught it.
AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases.
Give them to your witch doctor friends.
Brain come into a woman's face.
Their faces are painted with
a thick, colorless liquid called semen.
As they stood speechless, covered in sticky gunk.
I see you got yourself into a rather sticky situation.
What's so funny, asshole?
Here's a funny secret.
Jeffrey Dahmer cooked all of the food we ate at the wedding reception.
That sounds swell, Jeff, but
let go of the monkey.
I'll show you a simple method.
I'll train a baboon.
Do what you can to make yours Potty Training Central.
Out of work, the night train.
To Potty Training Central.
And you can see the tracks go this way.
Look what's coming down the track.
A baboon.
Just goes to show that you better stay on the right track or you're liable to get a switching.
So I want you to watch as we do the next scenario and watch for that moment when I make that switch.
You have just heard the voice of the first man to
wear some sort of leotard.
Whenever there are customers around, and even when they're not, after a while, you find that it's easier to smile than not to
beat off the murderous attacks of fanatical madmen.
But now he could
beat off fanatical madmen
by masturbating.
How do you think he felt?
It made Marty sad.
And here's why.
Marty had to keep going somehow to bring in the daily flow of money necessary to keep his habit supplied with drugs. Always looking right at the customer.
Would you like some drugs?
Of course.
All right, coming right up, sir.
I received a call from Jim Jones on the ham radio saying,
I told you it was cool.
It's the official drink of the Secret Squadron.
Call your local poison control center.
Tell them.
From now on, I just don't care.
Send my daughter Bonnie out to Jonestown tomorrow morning.
Good idea.
It would be a good idea to go right now.
It is appalling to contemplate the ultimate result of
this apparently harmful
sound collage. There are scores of painful stories like these from people who have lived a hellish nightmare.
The Supreme Court would doubtless be advised of the outcome.
I've only been able to laugh out loud for about 10 years now.
Thank you for your interest, and goodbye.